hunger strike against Indiana's new prison control unit, lockdown and resistance. This is MIM Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Protesting daily beatings, body searches, and other atrocities, 16 out of 35 prisoners at an Indiana maximum control unit refused to eat for several weeks during September and October. Four prisoners continued to fast for 37 days, eating only when the prison administration threatened them with force feeding. The discipline and unity they displayed made substantial headway in the battle to build public opinion against America's repressive penal system. The Westville prisoners' successful attempt to draw public attention to their oppression pushed the embarrassed prison administration into negotiating over prison reforms. But despite agreeing to talks, the prison administration continues to defend the use of bright lights, freezing temperatures, and locking prisoners in shackles during the rare times when they are allowed to leave their cells. The prisoners at Westville's control unit, 95% black, are locked in their 6x7 plexiglass cells for 22 to 24 hours a day. A comrade in the Westville prison writes, "Prisoners are being treated as if they are under a fascist government. They are being forced to drink contaminated water out of necessity, and these prison administrators are aware of this, but they refuse to correct it. Mail is being heavily monitored and withheld. All prisoners' phone calls are recorded and monitored. Guards are using a dehumanizing body search every time a prisoner is let out of his cell. They are restricting all political and social books, newspapers, religious material, and literature, and using mechanical restraints on prisoners by chaining prisoners to beds." And he goes on, "The guards are beating prisoners, using illegal biological spray on prisoners which causes the skin on your body to peel off, providing inadequate medical care and staff, and restricting prisoners from recreation. Prisoners are being harassed constantly by guards. Guards are confiscating prisoners' personal property solely because prisoners complain about these conditions. The prison warden is deliberately using torture methods against prisoners by refusing to put on any heat. Temperature in these cells varies from 30 to 45 degrees, caused by an air conditioner turned up on high day and night." Like the infamous control unit in Marion, Illinois, the new Westville unit is ostensibly designed to house only the troublemakers, those prisoners who are too unruly for other prisons to handle. But the claim is just as false for Westville as it is for Marion. The Marion control unit has proven itself to be the federal prison system's dumping ground for its most politically threatening prisoners, and Westville is quickly evolving into an Indiana version of the same. The ruling class response to resistance like that displayed by the Westville prisoners is more likely to be repression than leniency. State governments and the Federal Bureau of Prisons are already laying the groundwork for more control units like Westville and Marion. The Westville prisoners' call for support to put an end to the system of legalized brutality in America's prisons is a call for organization against the state, inside and outside the walls of America's prisons. The hunger strike serves as a warning that no matter how harsh the repressive tactics get, prisoners will find a way to organize their resistance. The power of the state is tremendous, but actions like those of the Westville prisoners help weaken it by exposing it for what it is. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.